Welcome back to the Rocker Coalition Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Duran, right back at it again, everybody. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, it's been a very long time. The last time we did a podcast was Mario Day, actually, March 10th. And I am aware, ladies and gentlemen, it has been a long time. Yes, desperation just struck me, and all of a sudden I needed to do a podcast because some ridiculous things have come up, and I felt that this needs to be a podcast, you know? This topic needs to be a podcast, was what I said to myself. And it's still ridiculous, me thinking about it right now, and it's just crazy, you know? Oh my gosh. Like, right now, I had to run to do this fucking podcast. No, what happened was I'm actually just extremely thirsty. And I've been messing up on my speech. I think it's because I'm not feeling nervous. I'm not feeling anxious, but I'm just chill. You know, I'm just chilling. You know. Anyways, yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while. It's been a long time. It's been crazy. You know, a lot of things have happened. So. We're past a minute, now we could say fuck, okay, now we could say fuck, okay, anyways, so I have a bunch of topics. Now, we're gonna actually go with the first one, which, let me remind you all, when I first started this podcast back in, 2019, it was just supposed to be like a small little project. We were gonna end it off and, you know, go off into the sunset, you know, like, and start anew, you know? I mean, like, that's literally what the idea was supposed to be. And then all of a sudden we got into Christian topics. And you know what really kicked us off, though? What really kicked us off was the podcast where I announced in a breaking news segment that Chris Chan was arrested for molesting their mother. You know, I mean, it was the biggest podcast. Like, that was the largest podcast that I had ever gotten the most listeners. And that's where all of you came from. So thank you very much. And I gotta say, you know, I mean, we came from there, and then we spiraled into the crazy, wacky topics that were going around. You know, we talked a lot about Christian, and then as I did say at the beginning of 2024, I had literally said that I don't want to be talking about Christian. You know, that was the promise I kept to myself. That was literally what I said. I said, I'm not going to talk about Christian anymore. However, anyways, we have to talk about Chris Chan. It's just, this is fucking crazy. So, as I did say, you know, like, I didn't want to talk about Chris Chan. Chris Chan was history then, you know, I mean, history, you know, fucking gone. And then all of a sudden, like, as we are still in 2024, I mean, goddamn, it's just beginning to pass by really, really quick. So Chris is still fucking on the fucking train about fucking, like, he's literally still saying that he did not molest his mother. Now, I know, I hate to be, like, misgendering Chris, and I know I've said it in the past that I don't want to be misgendering Chris, but at the end of the day, I mean, it's like, Chris was literally in a male prison. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, like, it's not that the courts were being transphobic. It was literally because Chris still possesses a penis. He still has a penis. He ain't on any HRT. I mean, as much as we know, we're unaware. I mean, it's unknown if he's actually on some HRT right now, so we don't know. I mean, for all we know, it's hearsay, you know, it's just the guessing game, you know, we're in a guessing game. And so right now, Chris is, he's still going on this whole fucking train where he's saying he did not do, he did not have sexual relations with Barb, and it's stupid, because the only people who know what truly happened was Chris and Barb. Now, even the police, I mean, the police, they know more shit, you know, and I'm pretty sure they know more about what really happened and, you know, what really went down, you know. So, there, you know, at the end of the day, what happened may have been, it's just confusing, you know. It really is confusing to say, you know. It's like, okay, what happened was this happened, you know. And it's just crazy, you know, like, and it happened at the end of the day. I mean, Chris still went to prison. He was there for fucking 2 years. They don't just keep anybody in fucking prison for 2 years. Especially if, okay, let's say Chris didn't do it. He would have been out fucking earlier, and it would have been like hee hee ha ha, you know. It was a fucking big joke, you know. I mean, Chris is notorious for fucking lying, for all we know, you know. Like, for real, like, Chris has been a notorious fucking liar, and he is very good at it. But when it came to the whole that he was fucking, like, he literally admitted on a fucking, on a phone call, and I don't even know, like, we have discussed this in the past, where we said, you know, like, Chris will make up some random shit for, I guess, like, to make himself look cool, you know. I don't know where he got the idea that, oh, if you fucking say that you molested your own flesh and blood, you're considered a fucking, a badass. You're the fucking most notorious mofo, and everybody's gonna be thinking you're cool. We don't know where the fuck he got that idea, but at the end of the day, you don't go to jail for fucking 2 years for nothing. They don't keep you there for nothing. You go there for a reason. And for 2 years, that is the maximum, from what we know, that is the maximum years that you can go to jail for incest, especially of that nature. Because, I mean, like, if it was Chris with let's say, for example, if the child was young or in, well, I mean, it's, I don't know how that would go about, you know. I think that's just plain rape, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, it's disgusting. It shouldn't have happened. At the end of the day, it's disgusting, you know. And Chris was found guilty on that, you know. It was found guilty. Of course, there was little evidence because we didn't know, but because of Chris's, like, I guess you could say the following, like, literally, people were spam calling the fucking jail. Like, the day that Chris got arrested, there were tons and tons of fucking calls, and even to the courthouse, like, tons and tons of calls about, like, Chris, literally, that they literally had to fucking close, like, they actually had to make all, the whole fucking court days, I guess, private. So we don't know what happened behind the scenes. There may have been some actual, like, oh, Chris admitted to this and all of that stuff, you know, like, all of it to the judge, you know, but we don't know because it was all private. And this was during the pandemic too, so of course you had him being in there during the fucking pandemic. And because of the court days that he had, it was like, you know, it was kind of impossible to get that through, I guess. Yeah, especially, like, during, like, the court dates and shit. Like, it was, like, some days were canceled, and then there was other days where it did happen because it had to be done privately because of the amount of calls that the courthouse was getting. I mean, like, you had people from here to Timbuktu fucking calling like the fucking courthouse saying, like, is Chris being fucking, is he in court right now? Is he in court right now? Literally, that was happening. And there's many multiple call logs. You can go find this out online. Information is free online. You can literally go look that back up. And so, yeah, at the end of the day, Chris fucking did it. They don't just fucking keep people in jail for fucking 2 years. I was gonna actually make a little fucking O.J. Simpson joke, but the man's passed away. Oh, fuck. Oh, my gosh. So you got people celebrating around the whole United States. I mean, it doesn't matter what side you were on. Of course, I'm kind of on the fucking skeptical, I don't know, let's just say I'm on the fucking conspiracy theory side, you know, where they're, like, literally, like, where I believe in the whole, it was OJ's son theory, you know, it was OJ's son theory, the whole theory that, his son was the one who committed the crime, and OJ just took the fucking, he just took it and said, he was the one who stepped up to the fucking plate, I guess, you know, like, he was the one who did it. So, yeah, anyways, at the moment, I'm, like, just fucking, like, I'm just tired. Honestly, I have been tired. I have not been inspired to do podcasts, honestly, which is why we have had a long, long time. We literally been out of the spotlight for a good 2 months, you know? Actually, yeah, 2 months. 2 months, yeah. We've been out of the spotlight for 2 months. Because I've been sick. I have been sick, like, so fucking bad. And to make things worse, just, like, about a week ago, I believe. Yeah, about a week ago. Yeah, it has been a week. I fucking had an accident at work. Like, I literally, like, I slipped at work and I bashed my head against some equipment. So I am not really thinking straight. I'm telling y'all, ladies and gentlemen, something, the universe is trying to tell me something, you know, the universe is trying to tell me something right now. You know, it's just, it's fucking crazy. You know, at least I'm okay, you know, at least I haven't passed on, as much as I'm filling up myself right now. Did I pass, you know, like, taking my pulse, you know, am I still here, I'm just being dumb at this point. Anyways, it's fucking crazy. So OJ passes, Chris is still on the fucking, quote-unquote innocent train that is literally just still parked at the fucking station and going nowhere, because ain't nobody, if you believe Chris is fucking innocent, literally, Chris Chan is our fucking modern day OJ Simpson, but instead of fucking, No. It's a worse thing to be comparing. But then again, I mean, if anything, Chris did the most fucking worst fucking crime that anybody has ever. He makes OJ look like a saint. But, no, in all seriousness, though, it's fucking disgusting what Chris did. I mean, that's worse than murder. What the fuck? And, it's crazy. I'm just, like, playing with this. That's what made that noise. Shut the fuck up. I know a lot of people are gonna be like, oh, he farted on fucking podcasts. No, I don't. I literally don't do that at all. Like, literally, I just keep it in. That's the worst. We're just speaking terrible nonsense at this point. I know I'm not really, well in the head, I guess. I guess that fall really, really fucking kicked in now, because, I don't know, I'm kind of nervous at doing this podcast. You know, it has been a long time. It really has been a long time since I last did a podcast, and being here on the podcast right now, I feel fucking nervous as shit, because I know that this podcast is it is listened to by everybody, and I know I shouldn't even be nervous, but it has been a while, you know, I mean, it really has been a while. I almost fucking passed, and I was sick at the same time, like, literally, after I did that whole review of the fucking Gordon Ramsay fucking microwavable dinner, the fucking mac and cheese one that was, that smelled like fucking literal ass, like fucking, it was just so terrible. It's so terrible that I was sick for the past couple of days, even into fucking April. I was fucking sick. Like, I'm telling you, I was sick, and now I'm fucking feeling better, to the point where I'm like, you know, like, I'm trying to get back on my feet. I'm trying to do the podcast again. I just don't find inspiration from it anymore, you know? And I know June is supposed to be the last time that the you can do recording of the podcasts, like, right here, and it's like, you know, that's, I don't know, we might just end the podcast officially, to be honest, because, I mean, I really don't have any inspirations to do the podcast, especially doing it solo. I think that's the problem, you know, the problem is that we do this podcast solo. Other people, they have co-hosts, you know what I mean? The co-host can really keep the fucking vibes back up, you know? And I just have no inspirations at all to be doing podcasts, because, I mean, as we speak, like, literally, I am speaking nonsense because of this head injury, you know? Like, I just have no fucking, like, I don't have a motivation, you know, it doesn't inspire me to do it anymore, and, like, this could be the last podcast, basically. I don't know, maybe we might post one up next month. I mean, next month, of course, that's lore accurate with me, you know, we'll post one up next month. No, in all seriousness, no, I mean, like, it's just really gotten to the point where it's like, you know, I might not continue this podcast anymore. Of course, I'd be posting on TikTok nowadays, while it still lasts. I mean, I love posting on TikTok. I just mostly do shit posts. For those who just came from my alt account, which is where I kind of advertise this podcast, it's been an honor. Welcome to this podcast. You know, you're hearing my voice, and I don't really talk as much, and so, yeah, we're just cool like that, you know. Welcome to Coolsville. Anyways, for the past couple of days, I've also been fucking just, I've been thinking about old SpongeBob, like, episodes, like, literally the other day. For some reason, out of the blue, I literally thought about that fucking one episode where it was that old episode of SpongeBob, not the new one, so I'm not talking about the new one, I'm talking about the old one, it was that same episode where he did the fucking essay, and so what really fucking made me think about it was the part where he was like, "Did you hear that? What not to do at a stoplight?" And then the fucking guy was like, "Did you hear that? 800 words." "Yeah, I know." Literally, I've been fucking thinking about that clip, like, just recently. I don't know why, but it just came up into my fucking mind where I was like, "Did you hear that? 800 words." And I don't know. I really don't know. Like, has just been coming up. Maybe it's a sign, you know. Maybe it's the sign that the head injury is kicking in and I might just suddenly fucking fall asleep and never wake up again. But seriously, I mean, hey, if this is the last podcast, the final one that I last do, I mean, what could I say that is interesting, you know? What can I go out with a bang? Honestly, I was not really an interesting person. Seriously, I'm like, I was literally the quiet kid in school, you know, like, I was literally the quiet kid in school. I never was an interesting person, you know, I mean, literally, you'd have to just make me sit by y'all just for me to become a friend, you know, just to get relaxed, you know, that was literally me. So if I were to pass today, what would be the most interesting thing out of my life, you know? So I really been thinking about that, honestly. Like, I guess lately, like, since that injury, it's like, you know, like, I've really had a lot to think about, you know? Like, of course, like, it was literally just a week ago. What could I think about, you know? It's like, you know, it's just those afterthoughts, you know, like, the crazy shit, you know? Like, damn, I could have fucking died or some shit, you know? And so, if there's anything interesting that I would like to say on the podcast, is that it's like, you know, I was not really an interesting person, you know? To be real, you know? Yeah, I literally was the quiet kid, as I said. You know, I was really the quiet kid. And, I guess, what really, what keeps me motivated is, well, you know, I mean, a lot of people say, you know, you stay a lot. I mean, like, fucking, like, what really motivates you in keeping life together, you know? I guess you could say, family, friends, you know, me thinking about playing GTA 6, you know, I mean, like, that's literally what I really think about, you know, like, what really motivates me to be here today, you know, like, I could have been gone a long ass time ago, but, you know, I guess it's just family, you know, family and friends, you know, I mean, shit, if I were to be gone today, it would have been like, you know, nobody would find out, and that's the scary part where I'm like, you know, like, that is terrifying, you know, like, that is very terrifying that nobody would know. Like, literally, like, people would probably be messaging the fuck out of my phone wondering, like, where the fuck is he, you know? Like, did he just decide to quit off of social media? Like, his last post was fucking so-and-so, you know? Like, it's like, you know, like, one day you're just fucking here, and the next day you're not, you know? And people have to literally look up your obituary to find out, like, oh, shit. Like, he passed. God damn. You know, like, you find out that way, you know, and then it's like, you know, if my friends, like, yeah, my friends wouldn't even know shit. Like, seriously, I'm telling you, like, nobody would know. You know, it really gotten me into this whole, this whole depression. I think that's what really started my depression. It was, like, me thinking about all of that, while at the same time, I have been watching Neon Genesis Evangelion. Evangelion. I know a lot of people say it like that, but I say Evangelion. But I've been watching Evangelion a lot. And I think it's starting to fucking, like, it's starting to hit me, you know? The last time I watched Neon Genesis Evangelion was back in, when I was in middle school, at the beginning of middle school, when I was like 14, when I was 14, yeah, I started watching that show when I was like 14, 13, Yeah, it was 13. It was 13. Yeah, now I remember. Yeah, I was 13 when I started watching that show. And I'm not going to say it was about my life or anything. I'm not going to be that cringe. Yeah, that's what really got me into anime was Neon Genesis. And I'm starting to watch it again because it's on Netflix. The reason why I have a love-hate relationship with it. Being on Netflix, I really hate the dub on Netflix. I don't watch the dub. I watch the Japanese with subtitles. That's the one that I prefer because it's there's more emotion to that one. And I believe that's actually the original and not the dubbed, because I don't like the dub. The dub fucking sucks. And it's just stupid, you know? And the next thing that I hate about it is that they actually removed the Fly Me to the Moon at the end of the fucking, show, at the ending credits, they removed Fly Me to the Moon, which is literally the best song to have at the end of the fucking show, you know? You've been shown some traumatic shit happening in one episode, and then all of a sudden it's like, fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hey, I could have gone into karaoke. Actually, isn't that no, it's the other song, never mind. It's the other song. What I was about to say was isn't that song banned in some karaokes in Thailand or some shit? Because if you sing it wrong, somebody's gonna fucking shoot you in the head or some shit. I heard that from somewhere. If you sing Frank Sinatra's My Way in a fucking karaoke bar in, it's banned in several karaoke bars in fucking Thailand, because if you sing it wrong, you're gonna fucking end up shot. Literally every day is a fucking best gore video over there at that fucking karaoke bar. Anyways, yeah. So, yeah. Life, you know? So I was, interesting thing, man, I really have a lot of interesting stories, though. I really have a lot of interesting stories in my life. So, a lot of people have been wanting this story, which I have not told. Okay, how did I find out I was, fruity? I did the fucking hand gesture as though all of you can see, the fruity fucking hand signal. So how did I find out? Well, I guess some people mostly find out through how did I find out that I fly both ways is probably the best way to start a question. Well, firstly, of course, when you grow up, you begin to have these, I love the women, it's very good, very good indeed, you've been taught to be more conservative, a man and a woman should love each other very, very much, and then all of a sudden, you begin to see, I guess, better things in life, you see that one guy, and then all of a sudden it's like, damn, he looks good today. Anyways, that was not my awakening. No. I didn't just say, damn, that guy looked good today. I did not say that, Literally what happened was, it all started in middle school. A lot of shit happened in middle school. So I guess my awakening started there. Going into a good middle school. It was a good middle school, actually. It really was. And I guess I really loved just everything about that middle school.
of course, I was the quiet kid. So, of course, like, this was during my quiet kid era. And so the best way I can sum it is I kissed a guy. It was just out of fucking nowhere. So how it started was, I had a crush on this one girl. Not even gonna say her name, honestly. I mean, she's nobody by now, actually. She fell off. From what I heard, she is now in the narcotics and is serving time currently. She is currently serving time, so that's all you need to know. Anyways, I had a crush on this one girl. Of course, like, was she out of my league? Or was she the popular girl or anything? Actually, if we were to put it on a scale, which seems inappropriate, at the time, I believe she would have been considered normal. There was a lot of girls who were kind of on the normal scale. It was just my thought process where it's like, oh, everybody's normal, you know, like everybody, you know, I mean, nobody would consider each other like, oh, I'm the hottest girl in the school or anything, you know. And so, yeah, I had a crush on this girl. And I had a crush on the girl, and then all of a sudden, like, I guess, like, out of the blue, there was this one guy. He kind of confessed some things to me. He used to just talk to me a lot. Like, a lot, you know, like, more than usual, you know, like, me being a quiet kid, you know, going to this school, and then all of a sudden, like, this guy, he's starting to, like, talk to me and stuff, you know, like, you know, like, hello, dude, like, how's your day, you know, like, he would always, like, come up to me with those questions and start, like, he would kind of be a bug on me, you know, like, he would literally bug me and shit. And so I'm like, you know, I mean, at the time, I was like, you know, I guess this is what friendship feels like. And so I guess I was just like letting it, like, what's up, guy? What's up, dude? You know, how you doing? You know, it's like, how's your morning? How's your day? You know? And so we started this whole fucking talking for like about 3 months and shit. And so it was about time, like, I believe it was about almost time for spring break. I got left behind at school. Because there was no fucking bus to go to my house. And so I was left at school. And so old guy comes over. Well, he wasn't old, but like guy comes over and he's like, hey, Nikki, how you doing and shit. And so, like, you know, like, I missed my bus. Fuck. And so that's all we said to each other. We said, fuck, you know, like, I just missed my bus. Most likely, they're gonna have me take the fucking short bus because that's the only bus that goes out to my location. That was the worst fucking experience I ever had, too. Because that was the only bus, that bus and my bus that goes out to, like, where I lived. And, so yeah, at the time, I missed the long bus. It was the worst fucking experience. Oh my gosh. So, on the bus. Well, anyways, I missed that bus. The short bus didn't even come around till like, it was like 5:30. So, the short bus, had, like, it already left. It was like around 3:40, around that time. Yeah, I fucking remember. Now I fucking remember because the whole kiss, like, literally made me just remember it now. Like, goddamn, I'm having a Joe Biden moment, you know, I'm forgetting shit. But now I'm starting to remember it, okay? So, okay, the short bus comes back to the school, like, at around, like, 5 o'clock. I was there at 3:30. I had missed the bus. It's me and Guy. Fuck it, I'm just gonna say his name, honestly. No, I'm not gonna say his name. Let's just call him S, you know? Let's just call him S. So, me and S, fuck it, I'm just gonna... I don't think he would listen to this podcast anyways. So, Zach. So, man, if he actually listens to this podcast, he's gonna fucking remember everything. Anyways, so me and Zach, I guess we just hung out around the fucking school, walking around and shit, and going around the track, because the bus doesn't even come back until fucking 5 o'clock. I don't know why the fuck the bus took that long. I really don't know why the bus came back at around 5 o'clock. Oh, wait, it was because of fucking after school. Never mind. It was because of after school, never mind. And my parents were busy, so at the time, like, I was like, my only source of transportation is the bus. And then the city bus if I wanted to get fucking kidnapped by some random person on the bus. So, yeah, it was either take the school bus or take the city bus, where you're most likely gonna be kidnapped on the fucking city bus. And plus, I didn't really have change at the time, so, I mean, I couldn't have taken the fucking city bus, so I had to wait for the fucking school buses to return back to fucking the school. And so the teachers, you know how they have the fucking walkie-talkie system and shit? I told them, hey, I missed my fucking bus. Well, I didn't say it like that. I said, I missed my bus, so what do I do? And then they said, well, can you call your parents? I said, not at the moment, no, they're busy, they work, so, what do I do? And so, basically, they said, well, I mean, the buses come back at around 5 to pick up the students who are staying after school, so you could probably catch on your bus. There's about, like, so they, like, did some fucking, I guess, like, they looked up some students who, like, lived in my area, which there were some students, they were high schoolers, they were basically trying to do, I don't even know what the fuck the high schoolers were doing at the middle school. Like, they were just there, like, I guess. And so they were like, okay, so we have some fucking students who lived in, like, my neck of the woods. So it was, like, about four streets over from where I lived. So they were like, we have some students who live in your neck of the woods, so you'll probably catch the bus that they get on, and so you're good, you know. And so just wait till 5 until your bus gets here. So that's how we fucking did it. I mean, it was the worst fucking experience. And so let's get back into the fucking kissing story. I know a lot of people are like, get back to the fucking story or I'm gonna fucking write a fan fiction about you and Zach. Anyways, there's already a fan fiction. Anyways, yeah, I do have my own fan fiction. Like, literally, I wrote it myself. Words and all, you know, fucking, it's out there. It's actually, no, it's not really out there. It's still on my, I actually found it recently. I found it recently, and it's just sitting in my fucking, on my computer, because I've been reading it. And so, yeah, I'm going off by my story that I wrote years ago, a fan fiction. And so, to get into the story more. So, yeah. Anyways, I had to tell you guys, you know, like, a little bit of backstory, like, how the school works and all that shit. So, okay, 5 o'clock, I'm waiting, you know, like, I'm waiting for 5 o'clock to come around. So, it was, like, around 3:30, and around that time, I ran into Zach. Well, I mean, Zach ran into me, because I was just walking and fucking, I guess, going around the halls and shit, like, going to see if any of the teachers would just let me sit in there, fucking let me chill for a while. And I guess he fucking came up, like, right behind me. Like, he did that whole fucking act, you know, like, the act of, like, coming up
behind a person and, like, putting, like, your hands over their eyes and shit. He did that shit to me, like, I was like, I jumped. I for the first time hearing that statement, I actually jumped. And, it was one of those crazy moments, you know, like, it was like, oh, fucking shit, you know, like, I didn't cuss at the time. I was like, oh, shoot, you know, fucking, oh, gee, willikers, you know, type of shit, you know, shiver me timbers. Anyways, so, I guess Zach was like, fucking, I guess he was following me the whole entire time, and I didn't even know. So, it was like, fucking telling me the whole how you doing like type of shit and where you going. He was telling me where I was going, and I was like, well, I'm just walking around the school because I missed my bus. And like, I was like, so I gotta wait till 5 o'clock until a bus comes around to pick me up and take me home. At first he did kind of like, I don't know what the fuck he said. I don't remember this part. But anyways, as we talked more about, I guess we talked about life. I don't even know why we talked about life, I guess. Like, I was like, he was like asking me, like, why are you the quiet kid? And like, at the time, I was like, I guess I didn't have words. I just said, I was like being like funny, like no comment type of shit. And so that's literally what I said was like no comment and like just being quirky like that and shit. And so yeah, I told him that. And so, yeah, so we're just wandering around the school and shit, and I guess, like, we just ended up in the fucking gym where they were practicing. I guess, like, the students that were living in my neck of the woods, they were just practicing fucking, like, some shit. I guess a pep rally was gonna be happening in a couple of days and shit at the time. So, pep rally, they were, I guess they were just practicing and shit. They had, like, the whole banners, and some guy dressed up as a furry, pretty much. Pretty much it was a furry costume, so I guess they were practicing for that. And so, I guess I just, like, sat at the fucking, on the bleachers and shit, fucking just watching this whole shit happening. And I guess Zach just fucking just sat right next to me, like, insanely close. Like, if I were to, like, tell you, like, how close, I guess this is where I just began to feel a bit, I guess, I just began to feel, like, confused by things, you know. At the time, I was like, I mean, if guys are like this, then I guess it's chill. I literally said that, like, literally, I was like, I guess this is what friendship feels like. I was completely clueless. This was before I even got on fucking Pornhub, so this was before I fucking discovered pornography, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I was, of course, I was at the middle school age, but I was literally like, this was before anything, so this was all new to me. And before you ask, no, I wasn't groomed by him. I wasn't fucking molested in any way by him. We were literally the same age, but he was born like a year after me. So he was born in 2001 and I was born in 2000. So we were pretty much in that same age. Well, actually, no, he was born, I actually do remember his birthday. He was born in 2001. Oh, shit. No, he was born in June. So, yeah, he was born in June. That explains why he was like that. Pride month. Anyways. Let's get into the spiciness. I know a lot of people are fucking wondering, like, okay, how long is this gonna go? We need the fan fiction. I'm trying to make this the longest podcast too. So by inserting this story that was literally just simple, like, we literally, I guess I'm just describing the story before I get into the, oh yeah, we kissed. And, so yeah, of course I was uncomfortable. Like, I was feeling weirded out at first, but I was like, I guess this is what friends do. I was hella confused. And, I guess
I guess, like, one thing led to another. He was like, I wanted to show you something. Where's this story going? Anyways, he said, I wanted to show you something. Come on over here. And so, we went outside of the gymnasium into the... almost near the locker room, too. It was almost near the rock. Blah, 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 blah. It was almost near the locker room that we I guess he just wanted me to show, like, he wanted to show me something back there, and I did go back there. I mean, there was really nothing back there, honestly. It was just like a fucking dark ass room. We went into the locker room because he wanted to also show me something that was in his locker. He showed me his actual, like, this is the most random shit to insert into the story, but it happened. But he showed me his fucking Pokemon card collection. I mean, he had it in his fucking locker. I was like, cool. And then I was like flipping through it, and all of a sudden, like, we just sat together at the bench and shit, and it's fucking almost, like, this room was, like, almost, like, darkish, like, it was, like, one light was off, and the other one, like, over us was, like, on type of shit, and so I was, like, damn, this is some fucking cool collection, like, I was, like, damn, and so we were just looking through it together and shit, like, I was, like, damn, you have this one, and then I look up for a second, and then he went in for a fucking kiss when I was, like, speaking to him, like, mid-speak. Like, I looked at his face and shit. I was like, hey, you have this what? He kissed me right then and there. Like, I cannot make that shit up. He fucking kissed me. After that, at the moment, I genuinely enjoyed it. I mean, at the first I was like, at first I was scared, like, after the aftermath I was terrified, hoping nobody saw that. I was literally, like, looking around, like, making sure, like, I was kind of panicked for a moment. I was like, I genuinely had an anxiety attack. My first kiss from a guy, and I had a fucking anxiety attack. Jesus, I'm telling you the truth, you know. That was literally what happened. I was, like, having a fucking anxiety attack and shit. And, like, he was just, like, he was doing his best to, like, comfort me in some way. And I was, like, feeling so many emotions at the time. I was like, did I enjoy that? Did I really enjoy that? What the fuck is going on with me, you know? Like, am I dreaming? Did I just really feel that on my lips, you know? I was like, I literally said that, actually. I said, like, what the, I couldn't speak. And it just happened so sudden. It genuinely confused me. And then we just, from there, I mean, it did get a little bit awkward, because this was my first time. I mean, obviously, it was literally my first time. He knew it was my first time. It was his first time, and I didn't even know he fucking flew that way. So afterwards, we did actually have a somewhat, like, a little bit of a secret relationship going on. It did feel weird. So yeah, we did have a sort of relationship going on while in school. So after that day, it was like, it was hella confusing. But then, I mean, the more that I ended up, like, I guess, like, I still remained his friend, even though he wanted to take it to some next level, like, actually, like, dating one another. He wanted to take it that far. I mean, I wanted to keep the friendship we had, the friendship that we had. So, yeah, we had that kiss,
And I guess you could say that was my awakening, you know, where I feel that, you know, I love girls. I mean, I love women, you know, like I love women who are my age. And I love guys my age too. It's awkward to fucking say, you know, like that's why I am bi. And it's crazy how stories will change a person. And like this, that kiss is what really kept me, I guess, like, I guess it's just what keeps me in check, you know, like, it's like, this was my first time. Like, usually people's first times are different, but this was my first kiss from a guy, and this is coming from a person who has always been a somewhat conservative, where I actually had the belief where I was like, you know, I like where the conservative idea is that man and woman, you know, man and a woman. But all of a sudden, like after I was kissed by a guy, it was like, holy shit. You know, type of deal. So yeah, we had this whole little secret relationship. The spring break over, we actually began to see each other more on spring break. You know, like, you know, I mean, where he wanted a relationship, and I really was kind of like, you know, like I want to keep it at that friendship level with you, even though we like literally kissed more afterwards. Like, literally, afterwards, we kind of just had this whole fucking secret relationship with one another. Because, I mean, I don't know, at the time, of course, like, gay marriage was, like, being legalized. But at the time, it was like, you know, this is school. So it was kind of like, you know, I mean, if and plus, this is in Texas, you know. In Texas, where it's kind of like, you know, it's frowned upon, and it still is, you know. It's like, you know, like, we had that sort of relationship, and then we lost contact in around high school. We had a relationship almost in high school, but he moved away. He moved away, and from what I know, they moved to Delaware. Why the fuck even? What is even in Delaware? And so, yeah, I was kind of saddened. Of course, he was a best friend. And, you know, I could say he was a good relationship, a first-time relationship, you know. Like, I mean, like, I guess, like, he considered me his boyfriend and shit. And so I was like, you know, I mean, like, that's a great honor. Of course, that's a great honor. It's a great honor indeed, you know. And, so yeah, I still often think about that. Like, that was literally the first kiss from a guy. And I'm just amazed. Like, I was like, holy shit, this is what it feels like. And so that's how I became a bisexual. That was my awakening, because I still love women and I still love guys. So I put myself in the bisexual spot. For real. Anyways, this has been the longest story, like, honestly. I did not really need to make it long, but I just wanted to make it long because I just wanted to make that the podcast, you know? I mean, we're gonna fucking make a lot of people mad. Like, I thought you were gonna talk more about Chris. Of course, we only do like a 20-minute segment, a 15-minute segment where we're talking about Chris. But the rest is for fucking needed space. I did have a topic to talk about, like, how JoJo Siwa is really, like, it's, you know, when you rebrand as something else, it's kind of, it's a hit or miss. And what's going on with JoJo Siwa is, it's just terrible. It's terrible, you know. When you're rebranding as something, it's very terrible, you know? So, yeah,
Have I heard back from Zach in a long time? Like I said, he moved to Delaware and we lost contact from there. Like, literally, we didn't really use, I mean, as much as we had, like, social media at the time, I had a Facebook. I don't know what the fuck he had, but we always just texted on our phones. I still have his phone number, but the phone is now owned by some old guy. Some old Mexican guy, and, for real, like, literally, I see the old messages and shit, so, like, I kind of laugh, but then I'm like, you know, like, it's funny, so now the phone number is owned by some old guy, so, yeah, it's funny, it's just hilarious, you know, and, if Zach ever listens to this podcast, I got the biggest fucking smile on my fucking face, like, oh my gosh. The truth is out, you know? The truth is out. anyways, yeah, that's the most interesting thing in my life. Yeah, how I found myself, my awakening, my grand awakening, and I think that's the first time I've ever spoken about that story. If it hasn't been, then I might be demented. a lot of people like that story, honestly. I've told it several times, and I even fucking made it into a fucking fan fiction that I wrote, that is based on a true story, true events. Did we take it to the second level where we bing bong? No. Like I said, we kept our shit secret. Like, our whole relationship was basically secret. Some people knew. Actually, there was one girl who actually knew, but she was all for it. No fucking joking. Like, this girl knew, but she was literally shipping us. She was the number one person fucking shipping us. Like, literally, like, just fucking, like, how she caught us, how she knew. Oh, she was, like, she was stalking us, like, low-key. I still remember telling Zach, like, she was definitely fucking stalking us. Like, I guess, like, how she found out was that me and Zach, we went behind one of the buildings, the temporary buildings. You know those temporary buildings that are, like, on every school? I think everybody knows the quote-unquote temporary, even though it's going to be there for the next, like, 20 to 30 years. You know those temporary buildings? Yeah. So there was one of them that, like, was pretty much just an empty classroom. It was just basically a storage room at this point. So we went behind it because it was, like, just, like in the area that I was, that the school was in, it was sort of, like, it overlooked, like, a little pond area. So it was kind of like a little park where people were just, like, walking and shit. But at the time, there was, like, nobody at all outside. It was a nice day. And, so, yeah, me and him, we went behind there, we just looked over the pond and shit, like, because, like, it was a gorgeous scene, too. It was a gorgeous scene, and so, we kissed, again, like, we were just fucking making out and shit, and apparently she had been following us, and, like, she fucking had this look on her face, like, afterwards, like, when I saw her, I looked at Zach, like, look behind you, Zach. And then we fucking, like, he slow turned and fucking, like, looked back at her, and she knew, we knew. it was the worst disaster. Anyways, this is gonna be the end of part one of this story. There is more to come, ladies and gentlemen. The tell-all of how Nikki became a bisexual. Anyways, this has been the Crocker Coalition Podcast. I've been your host, Nikki Duran, and we might do another podcast next week, making it our last. podcast. Who knows? Anyways, peace and love, my friends. Thank you, and have a good one. I love you. Have a good night. Have a good morning. Whatever day it is, you know, have a good day. I'm proud of you. Peace and love, my friends. Thank you. Bye-bye.